I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. While our president was basically the laughingstock of the world during his, again, this is a senior foreign diplomat to the Washington Post, a stark, raving, mad stream of consciousness before the United Nations yesterday, a comedian sounded presidential, and not just any comedian, the comedian that Donald Trump and his FCC chairman have tried to censor and silence, Jimmy Kimmel. Did you watch it last night? Because, wow. If Donald Trump was trying to tank Jimmy Kimmel's ratings, this was not the way to go about it. Millions and millions of Americans watch Kimmel. I usually don't watch late nights talk shows. I just don't. It's not my thing. I need to be going to bed. I need less politics at that time of the day, not more. But I watched it. Apparently 6.3 million viewers on broadcast television. That's triple what he normally gets. And that is even though Sinclair and Nexstar refused to play out the show. So that basically cut off about a quarter of the U.S. TV market. So, yeah. And on YouTube and other outlets, it's like 25, 26 million views of it. Of course, we will post the YouTube and some links to Jimmy Kimmel's monologue so that you all can check it out in our show notes for today and keep that number rising. I'm just going to, like, maybe every day just recycle it. Free speech is good. America is good. We can say what we actually think. We can be wrong. It's okay. But let's take just a couple of cuts of what the comedian that sounded like a president had to say yesterday. Let's listen to Jimmy Kimmel on free speech.
Look, I never imagined I would be in a situation like this. I barely paid attention in school. But one thing I did learn from Lenny Bruce and George Carlin and Howard Stern is that a government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American.
Indeed it is. And good on ya, Jimmy Kimmel. And here is Jimmy Kimmel, I think, trying to, you know, take some accountability and hopefully call us to our better angels.
Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. But I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way.
What kind of, you know, up is down, right is left moment are we in when a late night talk show host sounds more presidential, more reasonable, more grounded, more rational than our president did on the very same day when addressing the United Nations? These are dark times. They're trying times. And I think it's very hard to find energy some days. Today's been a hard day for me. I'm sure each and every one of you have hard days from time to time. But we gather here together on our show and on this network to hopefully have a couple of laughs, talk about the news, talk about politics, and share our perspectives. This show, this network, this opportunity to be with all of you, it does keep me going. And so I thank you very deeply for this opportunity to be with you every day and to try to sort through this time together. I've gotten both criticism and praise for some of my comments over the time that I've been on the air, and I just want to say this to each and every one of you, especially in light of yet another shooting and tragedy this morning. This isn't a time for both sides, both siderisms. It is a moment where we have to be clear-eyed and sober and accurate and tell the damn truth about what we're seeing. And it is also a time for everyone to say again and again and again, no matter how bad it gets under this Trump administration, that the solution is only found through the ballot box. It is only found through our court system. Though our confidence in our courts may be weakened, I do believe, I hope I give you hope every day, that this moment will pass. We will come out the other side. We will be able to reestablish some common ground. But it will take a collective commitment to do so. It takes a commitment from each and every one of us and those that we disagree with to actually value facts and to require of our elected officials that they call us to our best angels, that they are role models, that they exhibit courage and integrity and selflessness. Now, no matter what your politics may be in this moment, those are ideas that I think we can all get behind. And if we're being candid about it, what we saw from our president yesterday before the United Nations was not selflessness, it was not courage, and it certainly lacked in integrity. What we saw from Jimmy Kimmel was that. And he's just a stand-up comic. We all can live in courage and integrity and selflessness and try to model this for our elected political leaders. It starts with us. That's going to do it for me today. Thanks for being with me. We got that special farm show tomorrow. Don't miss it. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.